So we left on the 6th of this month and went through to Western Equatoria, Yambio, and proceeded to Tambora, the hotspot for the 2021 intercommunal revival. We were received by the county commissioner, and the situation, I will describe it as, it was relatively calm. This is informed by how we were received.
Now, being received at the airport is different from what is, you know, in the hearts of people who witnessed a nasty situation 2 months ago. What did the displaced people tell you? Or what did the community leaders tell you about their situation? You were saying everything looked calm.
The first line was the county commissioner. The county commissioner assured us that there was relative peace, that they were committed to a more durable peace in Tambora, and all they needed was an external support. And they were working, they were actually working towards organizing a much bigger conference that would bring together other different stakeholders and communities in Tambora, in the neighboring counties, because the conflict did not only affect Tambora County, but it is Tambora and the other neighboring counties like Najero.
How about the authorities in Yambio? I mean, the governor, the state authorities, what are they telling you? Did you meet the governor or the ministers in the state? What did they tell you?
Yeah, thank you, Governor. Like I told you, we only spent an hour in Tambora because Yambio was our destination. So when we were back to Yambio, we were received by the governor, the deputy governor, and all the executives and the ministers from the airport. And we went straight to the governor, and we just had a courtesy, just greeting and welcoming us. But the following day now, when we opened now the political and the civic space training workshop, in his opening remarks, the governor, he appreciates his deputy, not him alone, but even through the 2 days training, the relative peace in Tambora was attributed to the good working relationship between the governor and his deputy, his new deputy. Remember, the governor had a different deputy 4 months ago, and when the other deputy governor was there, I think they were not in, they always in loggerhead with the governor. And they were not getting along. But since the new governor, we had a reshuffle, he appreciated the role that this governor is respecting his office, and they are getting things done collectively. And I don't know if I didn't hear actually what is the cause of the conflict, but just from the participants, some of them, random participants, they attributed to politicians in Juba inciting their communities, and mostly the Rande community, I'm told they used to have a king years back. So that monarchy was a bit dominant for the last 107 years, and I think they managed to trace the heir in that lineage. And they now have a new king. And it looks like the new king is claiming the origin land of the young, the Rande people now, the land and the resource. Because Yambio and a good part of Western Equatoria historically, as we are told, belongs to the Rande people. And the Rande people are both in South Sudan and in DR Congo, and also in Central African Republic. But you also have the Balanda that have lived along them for over 300 years. And they have with a marriage, and they have been getting along together, and they also have part of the land in the state. So yeah, but one of those are the main points that we are able to. And we are taken away from me that one is just a political game, that the fight for resource, which include power, of course, is a state resource, and the expansion of the kingdom.
Listening to you, it appears like the problem in Western Equatoria is deeper than what people are seeing from here. Western Equatoria stretches right away from Mundri to Najero, and there are other communities in between here. If there is a talk of extending the kingdom, that's a bigger issue than what authorities in Yambia are looking at.
Can you repeat that question again?
I'm saying, you are telling me, it appears like the conflict in Yambia is centered around a dispute over land and expansion of the kingdom, if you like, the Zande kingdom. But I'm telling you that Western Equatoria spans from Mundri up to Najero, including Mvolo. And if there is a talk of an expansion of the kingdom, it could result into a bigger dispute than what you're looking at right now. What do you think?
I must admit that I'm not very knowledgeable about the history of Western Equatoria in particular. What I'm giving you was from what I think, actually, from the crowd during the 2 days interaction. I would not deny what you are saying, but again, I don't know what to. I really cannot comment this one. I'm not sure of the history of the other communities. I know there is other communities, but the fight has been mainly between the two largest communities, that is the Balanda and the Zande. And again, from that hall where I was, but I understand that Balanda and Zande are the majority.
Yeah, Samuel, I know that this is a new area for you to look at, but the issues in Western Equatoria are centered around grievances from certain communities, and it's also a vicious cycle of, if you like, the outcry there from some communities who think the power has been centered around certain communities, and then when the 2018 peace agreement was signed and the SPLA-IO got the seat of Western Equatoria State, the governor who was sent there was not popular, based on what some communities are saying, that the governor has no following on the ground and he should not be there. But talking about majority and minority communities in Western Equatoria, I think what is happening in Tumbura is not about majority and minority. It's about ethnic motivated politics that went wrong.